Hey everybody, Asher Blake here, back with your daily dose of mental refresh. You know, that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm, and you're constantly juggling responsibilities like a human circus act? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It's time to ditch the chaos and reclaim some sanity. Today, we're diving into the powerful world of boundaries and self-care, two essential ingredients for a happier, healthier, and way more balanced life. Think of boundaries like your personal force field, protecting your energy and well-being. They tell others what you're comfortable with and what you're not. We're talking about saying no to things that drain you, setting expectations for how people treat you, and making time for activities that recharge your soul. Trust me, saying no more often doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you someone who values their own well-being. And trust me, when you prioritize yourself, everyone around you benefits too. Self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. It's about actively nourishing your mind, body, and spirit. It's waking up a little earlier for that walk in nature, taking a mindful break during the workday, or simply silencing your phone for an hour to savor a good book. Ever noticed how much more productive you feel after taking a few minutes to clear your head? That's self-care at work. Here are five key takeaways to remember as we navigate this journey of boundaries and self-care. First, recognize your limits. We all have different capacities, so don't be afraid to acknowledge what you can and cannot handle. It's okay to say, "I'm full right now," or, "Let me check my schedule and get back to you." Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential for showing up as your best self in all areas of life. Second, communicate clearly and assertively. When setting boundaries, be direct and respectful. Let people know what works for you and what doesn't. You don't have to apologize for prioritizing your needs. Remember, healthy relationships are built on mutual respect and understanding. Third, practice saying no gracefully. It can feel awkward at first, but with practice, it becomes easier. Start small. Decline a social invitation you're not feeling, or politely pass on that extra project at work. You'll be surprised how freeing it can feel to reclaim your time and energy. Fourth, schedule self-care into your week. Just like any important appointment, block out time for activities that nourish you. It could be anything from reading a good book to taking a walk in the park, practicing yoga, or simply enjoying a quiet cup of tea. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. And finally, be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries and prioritizing self-care is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be times when you slip up or feel overwhelmed. That's okay. Just keep practicing, keep learning, and keep showing up for yourself with love and compassion. Let me paint you a picture. You're at work, juggling emails, meetings, and deadlines, the usual whirlwind. Your phone keeps buzzing with notifications, and your inbox feels like it's overflowing. Suddenly, you feel that familiar sense of overwhelm creeping in. Now, imagine taking a deep breath, stepping away from your desk for 5 minutes, and taking a mindful walk outside. The fresh air clears your head, the sunlight energizes you, and you return to your work feeling refreshed and focused. That's the power of boundaries and self-care. So, remember these key takeaways. Set those boundaries like a boss, communicate clearly, practice saying no with grace, schedule in that self-care time, and be kind to yourself throughout the journey. Trust me, your mind, body, and soul will thank you for it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies you use to set boundaries and prioritize self-care? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn and grow together. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode of Daily Mental Refresh. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.